The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman.
I'm leaving today.
It's Friday.
I want to.
I'm still hearing some music, Joe. There we go. Thank you very kindly. It is Friday, the 9th of February, and I am joined here in Janet's palatial office with two guests today. Janet will be joining us momentarily. She is going to be broadcasting from the studio of WWNN Radio up in Boca Raton.
And I'm going to jump right in there, Mr. Al,
well,
and
was
let
great.
You know that I just slid right into the seat in the nick
you.
Of time.
Well, I'm glad that you're joining us because I know today's show is going to be very enlightening to our listening audience. In light of the tremendous illness that has taken place, not only here in Florida, but I think all over the country with the cold and flu season that has hit us. But let me introduce a very, very special guest, and that's Dr. Jason Dubois. He is a registered pharmacist, educator, and founder of a company called Hybrid Remedies, which is a natural supplement research and development company, which we are going to learn a lot about today from Dr. Jason Dubois. He has a passion as a pharmacist and was always there to helping people find better ways to get healthier, better, through pharmacy. But obviously over the years, Jason, you've probably evolved into the supplement area rather than the pharmaceutical area, which is nice to see. Pharmaceuticals, don't get me wrong, have a place in our lives. There's no question about it. But where you could take a natural supplement, a person is a lot better off. So let me bring you on, and you can discuss with our listeners, me and Janet, the background that you have enjoyed over the many years that you've been practicing.
Well, thanks for having me on the show today. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Janet, and thank you for the great introduction. Excited to be here and excited to share my story with you and your listeners today. To be candid, I was not a big believer in natural remedies. For many, many years, I had practiced clinical pharmacy. I worked at a very large clinic up in Northeast Florida and became the lead clinical pharmacist over the Department of Transplantation. So for many, many years, I was helping patients get better after they received a life-saving organ transplant. My expertise was in immunology, actually. And for many years, I did not advocate for natural remedies at all. I actually didn't believe in them whatsoever. And had a great career helping people with medicine. After someone would get a new organ, whether it be a liver or a kidney, my role was actually to balance out the immune system. And back then, I was doing it with drugs. And did a lot of great things and enjoyed a career there for many, many years. But through what I could truly only describe to you and Janet as a series of revelations, epiphanies, I changed my position on natural remedies. It became a conviction for me, and ultimately it led me to leaving a very promising career behind where I was working and stepped down and started what I believe was my true calling, which is actually to help people get better using natural remedies. So that was back in 2012. I actually stepped down. I had been doing some research about the immune system. I had a pretty in-depth understanding of how the immune system works, but my goal was to actually do research to see if there were any natural remedies that could truly support or strengthen the immune system when it came to helping you get over a cold or flu. That was what I was researching and studying for several years before I launched Hybrid Remedies.
Well, that's quite a story. And I know, Janet, you've dealt with people with immune problems over the years. But I did forget to introduce our other guest here who's sitting in Janet's palatial office with us. And if he puts his mic down, he could say hello. And that's Mr. Ronnie Young. Good morning, Ronnie.
Good morning. Good morning, Janet.
Hi, Ronnie. I'm so happy you were able to join us. It's going to be an interesting, I'm sure, lively discussion this morning.
Absolutely.
And Ronnie and Jason will be here until 1 o'clock today. So if you'd like to come visit with them and find out more about the products we'll be speaking about today, I think it would be a wise idea for you to do that. I have one important question. I know Janet and I have kicked this around for years and years. There's always headlines in the flu season that the flu is going to kill thousands upon thousands of people. Yet, myself and Janet have difficulty finding out what the numbers are. Do you have any idea what the real numbers are when it comes to what the cold and flu does to people as far as death goes, which is what they're promoting? If you don't get the flu shot, and that's what they're saying.
Right. And even if you do get the flu shot, you're still at risk for coming down with the flu. The numbers are difficult to discern sometimes. It can be very, very high in the hundreds or more, hundreds and sometimes thousands. The reason being is because when the CDC reports that information, it's all-encompassing. So it's death from influenza or influenza-like illnesses, ILI-like illnesses. So unless you tested every single patient that came down with some type of cough or illness and tested positive for flu, which they don't do, because that would be a very expensive, laborious proposition, they just group all of the deaths into influenza, if they tested it, or influenza-like illnesses. So it's one big group, and so it's hard to discern exactly what the mortalities truly are, but they are significant. It's hard to know, you know, what the cause of that death is, but we know it's respiratory related.
The interesting number that I have seen on the internet is 58,000 deaths, and I believe that's globally based on flu and ILI as well.
That's quite a number, 68,000.
Yes, yeah, and it's not surprising, especially this time of year. If you read the recent reports not too long ago by the CDC, they were touting, not in a favorable way, but they were saying that the flu vaccine was only going to be about 10% effective this year, which is the lowest it's ever been probably in the last decade. Not that I'm an advocate of the flu vaccine, but if that's the metric that the people are going to use, it was not a good guess this year.
From a perspective of your background, the norovirus that seems to be sidelining so many of those in South Korea at the Olympics these days, and what impact does the norovirus have with regard to illness, and how related is it to the influenza virus?
Well, there is some similarities in the way that it, the way you contract that virus. It is still a airborne type virus, and the influenza vaccine is not going to be as nearly effective, if at all, for those athletes over there, and they're highly susceptible to that illness. And you know, there are some other medications that they may have available to them, but unfortunately, that's not something that there is a
treatment. I have a question, Jason. When you were practicing pharmacy,
yes,
was the cold and flu season the busiest in the store for the whole year?
Well, I worked in a hospital, so I can speak to that from that standpoint.
Okay.
And every year you would see a significant influx in patients that would come in with those types of illnesses. And it generally would begin somewhere around late September or October. And historically, we know that the influenza virus will peak in intensity in January and February. And there's some theories behind why that is, but that's pretty much on point. So every year, you'll see it peak. Now, when it comes to the cold, which is a different type of virus or a group of viruses called coronaviruses, also known as rhinoviruses, and there's several others that can cause the cold. That can occur any time of year. So this time of year, we tend to focus more on talking about the flu. That tends to be the most talked about because of the seriousness of the illness. But cold is equally serious, and it can also cause a lot of problems for folks.
And the cold could lead to other things wrong with the body.
Certainly. If it goes unchecked and untreated, it can progress to, it can drop into the chest area. It can turn into bronchitis, pneumonia. And for folks that are older, that can be a very serious, if not life-ending event for some folks.
Well, based upon what you just said, then the season was probably at least 6 months. The flu season.
Correct.
And then the cold season could be all year.
Cold is all year. That's a common misnomer. People think that the cold season is only in the fall or the winter, but the virus shows no differentiation there. So you can get a cold in the dead of summer. In fact, some of the worst colds that people get can be in the summer.
Uh-huh.
The influenza seems to have a particular seasonality to it. As you were alluding to, it's about 6 months in duration. It starts in October and then kind of starts to trail off in April, May, somewhere in there. And then we're right in the heart of it right now.
Did you notice differences in ages when you were at the hospital setting with the people that were either older or younger with the flu, or was it just a general amount of people from all different age groups?
It can affect us all. As we age, our immune strength ages with it, so we don't really think about the immune system being strong or not strong, but that is the truth of it. As we age, all of the cells and all of the functions of our body age with it, including our immune system. So folks that are older, and the older we get, I could say the weaker, the less effective our immune system becomes, and that's where we need to fortify it. So you're at higher risk of getting a cold or flu as you get older. And older's, you know, that's a very open-ended term.
I guess Jason is talking about you and I, Janet.
And so I'm going to say that based on that kind of information, what we're about at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center certainly is focused on supporting immune function across the board. And we know that little kids in school, they have issues. But the older generation, you and me, Al, yes, indeed, we focus very much on supporting our immune system so that we are rough and ready when we're surrounded by people dealing with a virus. And that music means that you are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with our very special guest, Jason Dubois. Our very special representative, Ronnie, is in the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and will be there until 1 o'clock. And we will be right back with more for your good health. Stay tuned.
The knowledgeable team at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is partnering with Janet Cimarelli to give you the information and knowledge you need to better manage your health. Janet is a leading licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet's counseling services are now available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. At the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, Janet can work with you to change your diet and change your life. Janet has over 25 years of clinical experience helping people to overcome and manage illness. Let her help you get on the path of better health. Call today for convenient times to meet with Janet Cimarelli. Call 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655. And make sure to listen to Janet and Mr. Al Foreman Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. right here on WNN. Great service, great prices, save a lot.
Have you decided to follow a gluten-free lifestyle? So many have found that living gluten-free is helpful in reducing gastrointestinal problems, allergic reactions, headaches, joint and muscle pain, and also for shedding those extra pounds. For a selection of gluten-free products at awesome prices, come shop today at Save-A-Lot. Shop today for your gluten-free pasta, your cereals, cookies, baking mixes, and more. Find them all at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, and it's the 9th of February, and I'm sitting in Janet's palatial office. Janet is up at the WWNN studios up in Boca Raton. With me here in her office is Dr. Jason DeBoe and Ronnie Young. And we were speaking about the cold and flu. I did want to make mention of the fact that if you miss any part of the show that you're listening to today, you'd like to rehear it again, it will be rebroadcast tomorrow, Saturday at 2 o'clock. So you can enjoy listening to it again and finding out more information. It will also be on the archive site at SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. So you can listen to it anytime you'd like, as you can with the rest of the radio shows that Janet and I have done since we have started broadcasting for Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Getting back to the cold and flu, and we discussed that it encompasses all age groups, and it can attack people and really put them to death if possible, if they're not doing everything to help stop it. And that's really the key. I think, Janet, when you take care of people that have come in with a serious illness that is ongoing, you like to stop it in its tracks. Is that correct?
Absolutely. So the place to begin certainly has to be with their diet and lifestyle. One of the things, in my opinion, that plays a terribly important role and oftentimes is overlooked is stress. So we need to make sure that their diet is high quality, that they're properly hydrated. That's a key component, because if the tissue of your upper respiratory tract is dried out and dehydrated, you are at greater risk. If you are under stress, that raises risks as well. And then talk about sugar, how sugar suppresses the ability of your white blood cells to fight back.
So those are some of the points that you like to discuss. And now we're going to find out from Jason what he has done to help people combat the effects of even if you have the flu or want to try and prevent it. Mm-hmm. So give us now the information that we are all looking forward to hearing about.
Well, As I mentioned, I had worked in the field of organ transplantation for over 15 years, so I have a passion for the immune system. And part of what led me to leave that career behind and start Natural, this brand called Hybrid Remedies, was I had done about 2.5 years of research, and I'd looked at probably over 1,000 clinical trials and researched over 200 herbs. And it was truly out of sheer skepticism that I went into this research, essentially to prove that I was right. But what I found was that I was indeed wrong. And it led me to develop a product called Hybrid CR, Rapid Immune Defense. And I just kind of culled all of my expertise in the field of immunology to create a product that truly could enhance or rapidly support your immune system. And what's unique about Hybrid CR is that it doesn't do it on just one pathway. It actually engages multiple pathways essentially at the same time. So every ingredient, and there's not a lot of ingredients in Hybrid CR, but every ingredient has a very specific purpose for engaging your immune system. So just a quick overview, Hybrid CR engages the immune system. It does it on four pathways, and the four pathways are your T cells, your natural killer cells, your white blood cells, and your dendritic cells. A lot of products out there, I notice, tend to focus on one pathway. They'll tend to focus on white blood cells. White blood cells are very important. I don't want to discount that. But it's not the only immune cell that you need to get engaged to help you get better faster. So that's kind of the secret behind Hybrid CR without telling you all the details.
Well, let me ask Janet and bring her in, because she looks at blood work.
Yes.
And Janet, when you've reviewed blood work with people that come in to see you, These are some of the points that you look at when you look at the blood work?
Absolutely. So you want to review the entire profile of white blood cells and evaluate how prepped and primed the person's immune system is. And for a variety of reasons, I might not necessarily see blood work from the height of a viral infection, but in general, I can give people guidance with regard to what their vulnerability may be coming into the flu season. And certainly, this discussion is critically important because the time lost with your family, with your career, is dramatic when you are so under the weather with the flu. And using, I don't know if Jason wants to comment with regard to Tamiflu. Certainly when people visit their primary care physician and they're dealing with the symptoms of the flu and they're possibly pleading for an antibiotic and their doctor says, no, this is a virus, you're not going to be benefited by choosing to take an antibiotic substance. So the offer would be for Tamiflu, and there is some information coming out with regard to potential brain chemistry changes associated with the use of Tamiflu. So here is a very high quality option. I've reviewed the ingredients and the hybrid CR, and here is, as Jason mentioned, the fourfold path that you have to support your immune system so it fights back naturally. It has those components necessary to overcome the virus and prevent this lingering effect that so many people with poor immune function seem to be dealing with after they've recovered from the initial flu bout of illness.
Jason, I have a question. Is the flu contagious?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. It's an airborne type virus that can be easily contracted. The virus itself can live on a surface like this desk or a phone for upwards of 3 days. So if someone that comes into your store today who's under the weather, who has the flu and could touch one of these objects, and that virus can actually live on that surface for quite a while, and someone could actually pick it up just by touching another object. So it's a very contagious illness, and we see it spread. If one person in the family has it, it's not uncommon for the spouse or their children to pick it up very quickly, very easily.
Would the cold be the same way?
Cold is the same. It is essentially the same. It is a virus that you can contact just being in shared spaces. It also can live on surfaces as well for an extended period of time. So it's something that when one person gets it, it just kind of circles around.
It's passed around.
Yes, easily.
All right. And when you thought about all these things, that's what prompted you to come up with hybrid CR?
You know, hybrid CR was something that I never intended to develop. It was really, for me, it was a quest for knowledge. It was to really figure out, was there truly any good data, evidence, because that's what draws me, whether any natural remedy could actually help you get over a cold or flu faster. That was the whole emphasis. And through that research challenge that I placed on myself, I learned a lot. And the answer to that is yes. There are ingredients that actually do enhance the immune response and do it very quickly. And that is what that is the culmination of what hybrid CR is today. It's 5 years of research and development and giving you my very best product that I can bring to the market.
We're going to talk about some of the ingredients when we come back for the next intermission, but I did want to ask you whether or not you feel that some of the homeopathic remedies that are on market today can be as effective.
You know, homeopathy is a different approach. It's a different It's a different methodology. It's not one that I personally subscribe to. I'm more of a natural herbal guy. So that's where the bulk of my research is. I know it's a big industry and a lot of people subscribe to that. But that's just not an area that I have a lot of expertise in.
Well, I know that when we start talking about the different ingredients that have been used for hundreds, maybe thousands of years, I think that will overshadow the fact that homeopathy, although it's effective in some cases, has only been around for a couple of hundred years.
Correct.
Where people are familiar with it. So these are some of the things we're going to learn about. But in all your experience, what is the average length of time from the hospital stay that you saw that it takes a person from the day they come in, based upon let's say they just got it yesterday, to heal the body of the flu? How long?
It is highly variable, and a lot of it has to do with how fit you are as an individual and how well you take care of yourself. But if you look at the average data, it's between, now this is the average, it's about 10 days.
Wow.
So from start to finish, total finish, no lingering symptoms whatsoever, you're averaging at 10 days. Now that's all comers. That's young. That's old. That's people that are super fit. That's people that are very, very feeble and weak. The reality is as we get older, if our health is not in its prime, you're going to be much longer than that. You're going to be somewhere in the 2 to 3 weeks. Again, remember the 10 days is
right.
The average. So, most people will fall in the 7 to 10 day window or 7 to 14 days. So that's where the majority of people will fall in.
Well, I think, Janet, you hit the nail on the head when you spoke about the proper diet and the proper nutrition that people should be concerned about if they've been getting the flu or have the flu or don't want to get it again. So maybe you can just review some of those things, Janet, before we go on the break.
So critically important, and what Jason mentioned, fit, it plays an enormous role in how much suffering is going to be experienced if you contract the flu. So that old-fashioned remedy, chicken soup, as I mentioned before, hydration is critically important. So you want to be able to focus all of the energetic ability of your body to heal on your immune system, the ability to fight off pathogens. And by moving mostly toward a liquid diet, you take a lot of stress and energy that might be required for digesting foods away from your digestive tract and focus it on supporting your immune system. So a liquid diet, very high quality teas, stay away from sugar, get plenty of rest, really kind of coddle yourself, and the chicken soup. And of course, I want to focus on the point that it should be organic. That music means that we are going to take a break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm speaking with Mr. Al Foreman at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, our very special guest, Jason Dubois of Hybrid Remedies, and our very special broker, Ronnie, is there in the store and will be able to talk to you all about Hybrid Remedies. Stay tuned. More to come. Are you taking the recommended supplements meant to address specific health issues? If you've not been able to reach your health goals, maybe the supplements don't have the biological activity necessary. Discuss with me, Janet Cimarelli, the specific nutrients for your health issues. Quality supplements and focused nutrient dosages make a world of difference. To achieve your health goals, come to Save a Lot Nutrition Center. Our excellent staff has combined experience well over 100 years. You get the very best supplements at the very best prices. Save a Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Save a lot. Prices can't be beat. Come find New Chapter, Garden of Life, Mega Food, Kyolic, Quality of Life, Solgar, Nordic Naturals, Nature's Answer, Vibrant Health, Renew Life, Himalaya, Life Flow, Jarrow Formulas Emergency, Enzymedica, Assorted Silvers, Skin Care and Cosmetics. 754-307-1655. Come see us. Come see our fantastic inventory. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. It is the Friday, the 9th of February, and we're speaking with Dr. Jason DeBois from the Hybrid CR Company and Mr. Ronnie Young, who is going to be talking to you from 11 o'clock when the show ends until 1 o'clock, along with Dr. DeBois, giving you some more information about the Hybrid CR and the Hybrid AR, which we're going to get into as well. And I do want to make mention of the fact that we are open tonight until 8 o'clock, tomorrow Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and we have the entire store at Save-A-Lot here with a 10% discount through the end of February, until the February 28th, giving you the opportunity to save a great deal of money while this 10% everyday low price sale is going on. So we look forward to you shopping here and getting all your supplement needs at everyday low prices with a great variety and the fully stocked shelves. And we want to do now is we want to talk about the Hybrid CR that you developed. You said it took 5 years to put this all together?
Yes.
Well, it took a lot of effort and time, but you came up with something that was very unique. I don't think in all the years that I have been in business that I've ever seen a combination product work like this does. And what I'd like to do with Janet's help is kind of go through all the different ingredients that you put together in this particular product and give our listeners a lot more knowledge about why they work so well individually and why they work so well effectively together. So we'll turn it over to you, Jason.
Well, thank you. Yes, this is again a passion of mine, and I just took every ounce of my brain and information and put it to researching natural remedies. And I was telling you earlier prior to the break, I had spent 5 years researching and developing this formula, and I had read over, 1,000 clinical trials. I don't recommend anyone do that, but if you're a nerd like me, you do that kind of stuff. And through that process, I found that there were a handful of ingredients that actually were very, very impressive when it came to engaging the immune system. So I ended up developing a blend of ingredients in our Hybrid CR remedy that enhanced the immune system on four different levels. And the blend is as follows. It's a blend of Andrographis paniculata, Echinacea purpurea, Panax ginseng, and zinc and selenium. Now, your listeners may be familiar with some of those, perhaps even all of those. What I also like to explain is the way I went about formulating the products is I actually standardized each of the herbs to what I found to be the most effective part of each of the plants. So if you look at any given plant, let's just take Panax ginseng, very popular plant, well-known ingredient. We use the root of this plant. And then within the root, there is a what we call botanical profile of different properties. And depending on which property you select, you can actually get a totally different effect. So some parts of that Panax ginseng will help with energy. Some of it help with libido. We selected two parts of this plant that engage the immune system, specifically the natural killer cells and T cells. So contrary to maybe some other companies out there that like to use the entire root, we only use a very select part of that root, and it really dials in on the efficacy when it comes to supporting your immune response. And that's just one of the herbs that we do that with.
All right, but you married the whole grouping together to be more effective.
Yes.
And to kill the flu.
Well, I like to talk more about supporting the immune system. Now, there is one ingredient in our remedy that can directly combat the virus, and that's Andrographis. And I love Andrographis. I could talk a whole show on Andrographis alone. It is my personal favorite. But here's what I love about Andrographis. It does three things amazingly well. Number one, Andrographis actually is a very potent anti-inflammatory. We tend to think of curcumin, turmeric, but Andrographis can hold its own. And what's great about Andrographis is it tends to primarily focus on the upper respiratory tract. So when we are down and out with an illness like a cold or the flu, there's a lot of inflammatory action occurring in the upper respiratory pathways that makes it difficult to breathe, and Andrographis has that working for it. So right up front, Andrographis will allow you to feel better in that regard. Number two, Andrographis actually can directly engage certain viruses and neutralize them, which, as you can imagine, if you have a cold or flu, that's a pretty beneficial effect. And then number three, Andrographis engages your immune system, specifically on the dendritic cell pathway. Now, that's a pathway that we don't really talk about or know much about, but it's a critical pathway if you want to get over any type of viral illnesses quickly. So dendritic cells, they don't actually do any hand-to-hand combat fighting. You know, we tend to think of T cells and white cells that do that. But dendritic cells, I don't want to downplay that at all, because dendritic cells are kind of like the team leader of our immune system. They get everybody together. They get all the cells communicating effectively to fight what the problem is kind of simultaneously. So three things, that's what I love about Andrographis. And to specifically answer your question, Andrographis can fight viruses directly.
Janet, based upon these ingredients that you see on the package, the zinc, selenium, the echinacea purpurea, the Andrographis paniculata, and the Panax ginseng, can you think of any product that you have come across that would have the same ingredients?
Not this particular type of formula, no, and not done with the focus that Jason has used with regard to standardization of the particular aspect of that herb, because as he mentioned, there these herbs can do a variety of different things, and the focus on what specifically wants to be achieved with the hybrid CR formula, so there is nothing like it. The aspect of hybrid CR that I'm so impressed with is the 4-day aspect of using these formulas, that people are going to experience a change. And someone suffering in the middle of a flu infection, they're going to be so grateful for the noticeable impact that these ingredients can have on how they feel.
Well, why don't we get into that a little bit, Jason, as to why you developed this easy-to-take 4-day dose.
Well, that's because people have trouble following directions.
you really believe that?
In all my years as a practicing pharmacist, I do. You know, whenever you ask people to take something more than once a day, it becomes kind of a challenge.
A chore.
It becomes a chore. So what is great about hybrid CR is that because it engages your immune system quickly and on several different pathways, you can use the product at any point in time in your illness, in your cold or flu illness, to engage your immune system quickly to help you get better faster. You know how some products, you have to take it at the very beginning, and if you don't catch it in the beginning, it won't work? That's not so with hybrid CR. So if you do take it at the beginning, fantastic. If you're like a guy like myself and you procrastinate and you're just stubborn, if you come in 3-4 days later, it's still going to help you get better faster. So the directions are really simple. It's take one capsule 3 times a day. You repeat that each day for a total of 4 days. What we have found in our experience, and we also have clinicals on this as well, is that people tend to start feeling better within that first day, but it's around the second day that I'd say they're really starting to really see the product help them and take notice. Now, we always encourage them to finish all 4 days. That's the key thing. I know you're going to be feeling great on day two. I know you're going to be wanting to, you know, get back to rock climbing on day three. But I need you to, you know, stay the course, hydrate, keep doing those other things that Janet mentions to stay better or get better, but also stay the course with our dose pack and finish it out. And lastly, the great thing about our product, if you do get the 4 day cycle, is it does come in this little dose pack that I'm showing you on the desk here, is it just guides you through the whole therapy. Super simple, super portable. I just make it as easy as possible.
No question, this is a very easy to follow package. People, if they're using it even for the first time, if people have never taken a supplement in their life, because they've always gone to the doctor to get a prescription for whatever it is that ails them, this is a very, very simple way for them to overcome the symptoms of a flu and heal the body, because
Correct.
That's what they're doing. With the ingredients that you put in here, as you pointed out, you're helping to heal the whole body, not just the symptoms of the flu.
Correct.
And the way you have it structured here, where it's morning, midday, and evening for 4 days, makes it so simple. My question, though, can somebody that's maybe 10 or 11 years old take this particular product?
Unfortunately, we do have a cutoff on the age. So that's a great question. It comes up often, is there an age cutoff for hybrid CR? And for us, it's 12 and up. So you have to be the age of 12 and older to be able to safely use our product.
All right, Janet, based upon the discussion so far with the hybrid CR, and it's a four-day dose, you see people that come in to see you where they would benefit from this?
Oh, certainly. Absolutely. And even people who maybe they've had the flu and possibly they're going to be circulating in a crowded area, or they're going to be flying or something like that, critically important to have that 4 day packet of hybrid CR with them, because it is possible to be reinfected. Jason, tell us what the risks of reinfection might be.
The risk can be quite significant and quite high. Again, it depends on the steps that you as an individual are taking to protect yourself. Hand washing is absolutely key to preventing reinfection, not only of yourself, but others around you. That is one of the primary modes of transmission of the virus. And, interacting with someone that's sick, if that virus gets on your hand and you touch almost any part of your face, your eyes, your nose, which we have a tendency to do naturally, you run a very high risk of infecting yourself. So hand washing is key, but also supporting your immune system and keeping it on what I like to call high alert, especially during the winter, is also very, very important. And that kind of leads us to this other product, which we'll hold off on because we're coming up on an intermission.
Okay, and I'm just going to remind everyone that if they go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com, they certainly can hear a rebroadcast of this show, crucially important for all of those people who have so far escaped and not come down with a flu infection, but you want to know just exactly how to protect yourself. Joining me today on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, Mr. Al Foreman, our very special guest, Jason Dubois, and we are also joined with Ronnie, and he's going to be there with Jason in the store answering your questions, any questions you might have with regard to staying healthy and avoiding flu infection. Stay tuned, more to come.
Looking for quality groceries at great discount prices? Look no more. You can find the brands you know at the very best prices at Save-A-Lot, and always at the best prices. EDLP prices, everyday low prices. I said everyday low prices. That's right. EDLP everyday low prices. Come in, see for yourself, see the great selection, and be amazed at the prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. That's SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries, but the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, everyday low prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am joined here this morning in Janet's office with Jason Duwow and Ronnie Young. Janet is up at the WWNN studios up in Boca Raton, and we are here, and we will be open today until 8 o'clock this evening, and tomorrow, Saturday, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Janet will be available today from 4 to 7. If you have any questions, please stop down and see her and speak with her, and I'm sure she can help you find whatever solution you need for your any health issues that you may be challenged with. Tomorrow, Janet's here from 12:30 to 5:30. And Ronnie Young and Dr. Jason Duwow will be here until 1 o'clock to answer any other questions you may have about the hybrid CR. And part of the hybrid CR line we're going to talk about now is a maintenance type of capsule, which Jason can fill us, our listeners in, as to why it's important to use after you may have been seized with a cold or a flu.
So the product we've been talking about is the Hybrid CR 4-Day Dose Pack, which is a great option for your customers that come in looking for help right now. They need immune support. They're under the weather. The dose pack is going to get them better faster in that 4 days or less. We also have a 30-count size version of the same product, same great formula. It's just in a larger size at a value price. Now, where this becomes useful is for if you want to get into a protection mode, right? You want to put yourself in high alert. You want to engage your immune system so you don't get sick, so you don't get that virus. That's where a capsule a day of the hybrid CR will help you get through the winter season healthy and well. It's a great size for families. So if you're a mom and you have, you're a mom of several children or children that are 12 and older, it's a great family size pack, or maybe you and your husband want to share the product. That's a great option as well. So not just daily immune wellness, but also family size option with that 30-count bottle.
Well, you have people, I'm sure Janet has encountered some of these people, that may have trouble swallowing a capsule.
Mm-hmm.
Is it safe to open the capsule and mix it in the liquid?
So technically, yes, it is safe to open the capsule. However, some of the ingredients that we're using are extremely bitter. In fact, Andrographis' nickname is the king of bitters, and it is all that. It is probably one of the most bitter substances on the planet. So the way we, there's a couple things that you can kind of do to help with that. So if you can't swallow the capsule, and it is a fairly small capsule, but if you truly can't swallow the capsule, what we recommend is that you open the capsule up, put it in a little well of applesauce, and then take that spoonful of applesauce. That tends to work best. It minimizes the aftertaste, the bitterness of some of the ingredients.
And we're back to the situation where it would be for children 12 and over.
Yes.
Is there any counterindications with taking this product and any pharmaceuticals that some of the older people may be on?
You know, that's a great question. And what, in all of my research and knowledge, what I get most concerned with, and I'm ultra conservative when I say this, but what I get most concerned about is people that are on blood thinning type products. So those are things like warfarin, mm-hmm. Coumadin, Pradaxa, some of the new one, Eliquis. It's something that I would want them to work very closely with their doctor. So if they wanted to use hybrid and they're on a blood thinner, I want to make sure that everyone's on the same page. Can it affect how thin the blood can get? In theory, the Panax ginseng would be the culprit there. And that's where I would want them to be working with their physician, making sure the blood timing, it's called an INR test, making sure that stays within range. So that's my main concern. We have a lot of experience of people that didn't have any other problems using our product with blood sugar medications, blood pressure medications, thyroid medications. Hybrid CR was safe in those type scenarios, but it's the blood thinning that concerned me the most.
One of the questions that I have a number of clients who come to me after having and had an organ transplant, and I know that that is your one of your areas of expertise. So might they be candidates to use the four-day dose pack, or should they completely avoid the ingredients in this formula?
Unfortunately, folks that have undergone an organ transplant need to have their immune system suppressed so as to prevent rejection. And a hybrid CR essentially is going to do the opposite for them. So folks that have undergone an organ transplant should not use hybrid CR. And that brings up another group of folks that also should not use hybrid is women who are pregnant or breastfeeding. There's just not enough safety data to recommend it in those groups. And I know there's a true need for those women, but hybrid CR would not be a good fit for them. So I always like to be honest and upfront about where hybrid CR can really help people and where certain folks should not use our product.
All right, and your recommendation was one capsule a day after they've experienced or the symptoms of cold and flu, where they're now feeling better. And if they want to stay healthy, it's best to take one of the hybrid CR on a daily basis.
Yes, so if you're healthy and well now, but you know your body, you know that you're in a high-risk period, you could start taking it today to get that kind of protection, that immune protection. Certainly after you've undergone an illness, and maybe you've used our four-day dose pack to get you better, so I would want you to continue to maintain that immune support each day with a capsule a day, as you're suggesting.
And we only have a few minutes left, and I did want to cover the other product that you have, and that's called Hybrid AR.
Yes, yes. This is new, and I could talk a whole radio session on Hybrid AR. This is something we've been working on for 3 years now, and it's finally here. And Hybrid AR is designed to help with people that suffer from seasonal allergies. And that's a big thing here in Florida. And we put a lot of time and research and effort into this one. And I'm excited to launch it.
Well, okay, let's start now then. You launched it for a specific reason,
yes,
for seasonal allergies. And that's kind of any kind of allergy?
Well, you know, when I say seasonal allergy, I'm thinking of people that would use things like Claritin Allegra. This would be a replacement for that. So I'm speaking specifically to seasonal allergies like indoor, outdoor allergens, pet danders. I'm speaking to grass, pollen, trees. We get into that time of year where things are blooming, grass is growing, and people's allergies can flare up very, very quickly. Instead of using something like Claritin Allegra, Hybrid AR is going to be a great option with none of the nasty side effects that you would see in the pharmaceuticals.
And how would people take that, Jason?
So our recommendation, and again, we put a lot of R&D into this, what we found is a two-capsule loading dose of the Hybrid AR will give that individual relief within about 20 to 25 minutes. So it's very fast.
Quick?
Yep, very fast. And then I always like to encourage a maintenance dose of a capsule a day, especially if you're an individual that has struggles with allergies for a particular season, then you would really benefit from being on a capsule a day.
Well, and this particular product has some same ingredients that's in the CR, but you have several other ingredients that are not in the CR.
Yes, yes.
And if I could just mention that the echinacea and the andrographis and the panax ginseng are in the CR, whereas this one here has an additional, they have the butterbur, you have the rosmarinic acid, quercetin, and you have apigenin.
Yes, yes.
So those four combined help solve the issue of seasonal allergies.
So the first three that you mentioned are found in our hybrid CR. And what those first three do is provide some of the immediate benefits. So when I talk about using a two-capsule loading dose of the hybrid AR, and it's going to give you benefit in 20 to 25 minutes. That's that first three ingredients. Specifically in the andrographis. Andrographis also has what I call astringent type properties. It actually can alleviate some of that runny nose without it being overly drying, which is one of the side effects or downfalls of the drugs. The other four ingredients that we had mentioned, so those are things like the butterbur, the apigenin, the quercetin, and rosmarinic acid. Those are all dedicated for sustained benefit. So when you have an allergic reaction, a seasonal allergic reaction to pollen or grass, the first three give you the immediate benefit. But we need to continue to have that benefit long term. Otherwise, you're going to suffer from that same issue later in the day or the next day. It all depends on the pollen count. The last four are targeted toward doing several things. One is reducing histamine load or reducing histamine levels, controlling leukotrienes, which is another inflammatory mediator, and most importantly is preventing the mast cell from breaking down. The mast cell is another immune cell. It tends to be found primarily in our lung tissue and in our upper respiratory area. The mast cell is key to having long-lasting benefit.
We're coming up on the close of the show. I know that I just want to make mention of the fact that the Hybrid CR in the four-day pack is everyday low price of $14.79. The 30-count large package is $27.69. And the Hybrid AR for seasonal allergies is $32.29. In addition, you'll get an additional 10% off those prices today through the end of February. We are open today until 8 o'clock, tomorrow until 6. And Janet, you are here today from 4 to 7, tomorrow 12:30 to 5:30, and I'm going to turn it over to you.
And I just want to thank our very special guest, Jason Dubois, and our Ronnie, our broker, and they are available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center until 1 o'clock. And to all of our listeners, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next Friday at 10. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.